The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, July 31st, 2016, is from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, verses 12 through 14, and verses 17 through 23. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, verses 12 through 14, and verses 17 through 23. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness. For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the pattern of teaching that has now claimed your allegiance. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. I am using an example from everyday life because of your human limitations. Just as you used to offer yourselves as slaves to impurity and to ever-increasing wickedness, so now offer yourselves as slaves to righteousness, leading to holiness. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the control of righteousness. What benefit did you reap at that time from the things you are now ashamed of? Those things result in death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. May the Lord bless this reading of His Word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, 12 through 14, and 17 through 23. New International Version. Sunday, July 31st, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary below. Study hints for discussion and thinking further to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. If you are a Bible student or teacher, you can discuss each week's commentary and lesson with other Bible students and teachers through the International Bible Lesson Forum. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, 12 through 14, and 17 through 23. Romans 6, 1. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? In the previous chapters in his letter, Paul proved that by our faith in Jesus Christ and his death in our behalf, we are justified by God as a matter of pure grace. we are declared to be right with God and acceptable to live forever in God's kingdom. Furthermore, we are now reconciled to God. We are no longer God's enemies, but instead God's friends and members of God's family through faith in Jesus Christ. In chapter 6, Paul turned to sanctification, to holy, loving, living through faith in Jesus Christ. Rather than justification and reconciliation giving believers in Jesus an excuse to sin, or continue living in sin, or sin even more, being placed in a right and loving relationship with God gives believers good reasons to fight against sin and temptations, to live for God in the loving obedience exemplified and taught by Jesus Christ to His followers. Romans 6:2. By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? When a person dies, their spiritual body separates from their physical body. Those who sincerely place their faith in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior separate themselves from sin, from living in sin, and from practicing sin. They repent. Repentance means more than feeling sorry for the sins you have committed. Repentance means turning away from those sins and committing yourself to avoiding all sins. When your body dies, you cannot live in it any longer, and as it decays, you would not enjoy living in it. Likewise, when you turn to God in Jesus Christ in repentance and place your faith in Jesus Christ, you will not enjoy living in sin any longer. Sin will have the stench of death, and you will not want to abide in sin. You will turn to Jesus Christ and ask Him to help you live a holy and loving life, and He will hear your plea. Romans 6:3. Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? Though Paul had not yet been to Rome, he knew that baptism in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit was part of the gospel that Jesus had commanded His followers to preach and obey. Therefore, he could give advice on how to avoid sin, knowing that the Christians in Rome had been baptized. See Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. Baptism followed repentance for sins and demonstrated to the church and confirmed for the believing Christian that they were converted, had been given a new heart, and had dedicated themselves to a new way of living in obedience to their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Furthermore, Paul knew that they had been taught about the Holy Spirit, who would abide within them and help them fight against sin and temptation. See Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Romans 6:4. We were, therefore, buried with Him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Baptism showed the church that the new believer had chosen to so identify themselves with Jesus Christ that they considered themselves dead to sin, or separated from sin. Paul wanted believers to know that when tempted to sin, they could remind themselves that they had been baptized and buried with Christ. Therefore, they were dead to sin and were able to live a new life. Because Christians were symbolically buried with Christ through baptism, they had good reasons to commit themselves to permanently living a new life apart from practicing sin. Furthermore, just as the power and glory of God had truly raised Jesus from the dead and given him a resurrected and glorified body, God had given them the power to choose a new life, knowing that the glory and power of God that was so mighty it overcame death and freed Jesus from his tomb would empower and guide them to fight and win against sin and temptations. Though believers know they do not live in sinless perfection in this life, they know God wants them to live more closely to him and fight against the temptations of the world, the flesh, and the devil with the resurrection power of God, which offers them a new life following Jesus Christ. Having been baptized should not encourage believers to think that they can live in sin with impunity and a guarantee of forgiveness by God no matter what they do. Rather, having been baptized should give Christians good reasons to believe that they can overcome sins and temptations and glorify God with the power God will give them to be victorious. Romans 6:12. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Paul argued that since Jesus Christ is the believer's Lord and Savior, that the believer should let Jesus Christ reign over them as their king, rather than let sin, which Paul personified as a being or person, reign over their mortal body. Believers can choose to obey the evil desires of sin and misuse their mortal bodies, or they can choose to obey Jesus Christ and use their mortal bodies in the service of God. Because human bodies are mortal, believers have a limited time on earth to serve Jesus Christ. To sin is a destructive waste of time. Sanctification includes and involves making the right choices for the right reasons when loving God and others as God has commanded. Romans 6:13. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness. Obviously, justification and reconciliation does not make the believer perfect in this life. But when believers know that they are justified and reconciled by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, they will be inspired to love and live for God instead of sin, to set themselves apart for God and his holy use, to grow in God's grace. When they are tempted to sin, they can remember these facts and resolve not to offer any part of themselves to do anything wicked. When tempted, they can recommit themselves to God and prayerfully declare, "I have offered myself to God. Rather than be used as an instrument of wickedness, I offered myself to the service of God. God has given me life and a new life in Jesus Christ, and I offer every part of myself to God to promote righteousness. O God, guide me, direct me, and empower me to do your will. Amen." Romans 6:14. For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. Once again, Paul personified sin as a personal power against us. Before we came to faith in Jesus Christ, sin was our master. Satan manipulated us and so influenced our emotions and thoughts that we chose sin and wickedness and suffered the consequences. When we came to trust in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, Jesus freed us from slavery to sin and Satan. When we were under the law, sin took advantage of us. Sin used the law and misled us to think that we would enjoy activities that God's law forbade, perhaps because they were forbidden. When we were under the law gave us no power to overcome sin and temptations. Because sin was our master, apart from Christ, we were powerless to overcome sin. As followers of Jesus Christ, Jesus gives us the grace and power to overcome temptations and sins. Jesus Christ is our master. And in the process of sanctification, the process of being made holy and more loving, we need to choose to follow Jesus Christ instead of sin, which we once thought we enjoyed, but now makes us feel ashamed. Romans 6:17. But thanks be to God that, though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the pattern of teaching that has now claimed your allegiance. Paul thanked God, not the Roman Christians, for the changed lives of those he wrote to in his letter. Believers should always praise God for their growth in grace and every victory over temptation and sin when they make the right choices. Because of the work of Jesus Christ on the cross and in the lives of believers as their risen Lord and Savior, God has freed Christians from slavery to sin. He has changed believers' hearts. But Christians are also conscious of choosing to change their thinking and way of living that the Holy Spirit has influenced them to do. During conversion, the Holy Spirit influences believers to carefully consider the facts and choose to dedicate their lives to Jesus Christ and the truth they have learned from Jesus Christ and the apostles. These recorded truths became the Bible that Christians give their allegiance to. Romans 6:18. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. God has sanctified believers, has set them apart for holy service, and freed them from sin. They have become slaves of righteousness. God has freed believers from slavery to sin by grace through faith in Jesus. Therefore, Christians are under grace and have changed their allegiance to God and the teachings of Jesus Christ, rather than continue to live in sin. The Bible sometimes states complex truths in ways that will help people understand what is important, even with their human limitations. See Romans 6:19. When believers come to faith in Jesus Christ, they choose to become a slave to righteousness. They choose to start doing what is right, what is consistent with their being right with God, as He has declared them to be right, justified. Since God has declared believers right with Him, believers want, or should want, to live as people who are right with God, righteous. They want, or should want, to live in a close, loving, personal relationship with God, rather than break that relationship by living in sin. They want to remain reconciled with God. They want to fulfill God's purpose for them on earth. They want to become more Christ-like, which is the process of sanctification. Romans 6:19. I am using an example from everyday life because of your human limitations. Just as you used to offer yourselves as slaves to impurity and to ever-increasing wickedness, so now offer yourselves as slaves to righteousness, leading to holiness. The Romans were very familiar with slavery. The Jews and the early Christians were familiar with slavery and with the concept of being a bond slave. A bond slave was a person who voluntarily chose to become someone else's slave for life. Paul called himself a bond slave of Jesus Christ. When believers formerly chose, and as Christians they can still choose, to do something impure, which can make them slaves to impure habits and strongly influence them to do what is even more wicked, they become slaves to impurity and could not free themselves. Therefore, believers needed Jesus to free them from their slavery, which Jesus did by grace through faith. Now, as Christians, Paul wanted believers to offer themselves as slaves to righteousness, to doing what God wanted, which would lead them to holiness of life and true commitment to serving God, rather than go back to choosing sinful ways and falling back into slavery to sin. Romans 6:20. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the control of righteousness. Paul wanted believers to choose to obey their righteous God in everything, because before they believed in Jesus Christ, they were slaves to sin and could not choose to consistently obey God when tempted to sin. They obeyed God for selfish reasons. Paul wanted those who claimed to be Christians to voluntarily place themselves under the control of the righteousness of Christ, which they could now do as his committed followers. Romans 6:21. What benefit did you reap at that time from the things you are now ashamed of? Those things result in death. Because Paul wanted believers to have good reasons so they could use to defeat tempters and temptations to sin, he wanted them to think back, when tempted to fall back into sin, on what they had gained from the sins they had committed in the past. They had gained nothing. As a matter of fact, as they came to know and love God and Jesus Christ more, they became more ashamed of their sins. Paul warned them that not only did they not gain anything from the sins they had committed, practicing sin results in death. When tempted, they needed to remember these truths and turn to Christ for help. Romans 6:22. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. Christians can live holy lives, and more consistently holy, as they choose to love God and live as God's bond slave. As they live truly reconciled to God in Jesus Christ, they will increasingly do what is right whenever they are tempted. They will win victory after victory over temptations and sin with the help of their Master. As a result, they will increasingly enjoy the benefits that flow from the eternal life Christ gives them, and will give them fully in the future, as he promised. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. When people sin, there are consequences that Paul describes as wages. Wages are what people deserve and earn from their working in someone's service. Once again, Paul personified sin. Because of people's human limitations in understanding the spiritual truths, everyone deserves what they earn from serving sin. When Jesus Christ is our Lord instead of sin, we do not receive the death we deserve for our sins. Rather, we receive eternal life as the gift of God and all that eternal life implies, with benefits beyond description. God will always give Christians infinite, unearned blessings as free gifts. No one can make God their debtor by their behavior or their works of the law. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. What might you say to someone who said, "It does not matter what I do. God will always forgive me." 2. What are some of the ways Paul made sin seem like a person? 3. Did Paul making sin seem like a person help you better understand sin and your responsibility as a Christian? Explain your answer. 4. What should be the result when Christians offer themselves to God? 5. What results when Christians offer themselves as slaves of righteousness? International Bible Lesson: How to Offer Yourself to God. Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, 12 through 14, and 17 through 23. Sunday, July 31st, 2016. L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Romans 6, 13. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to Him as an instrument of righteousness. In Paul's day, and in subsequent generations, some have thought that because Jesus Christ had died and God had forgiven them, that they no longer needed to obey the law of God. They misunderstood Paul's meaning when he wrote, "You are not under the law, but under grace." Romans 6:14. The grace of God is the unmerited favor of God expressed through Jesus Christ. And God's grace empowers Christians to obey God. The law of God is the objective moral law that commands everyone to love God and others, with consequences for obedience and disobedience. Paul wrote to Christians in his letter, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Romans 6:23. Paul gave Christians good reasons when he commanded them to obey God and not offer any part of themselves to sin. Because of God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ, Christians receive the gift of eternal life. Therefore, out of appreciation and love for God, they should desire to obey God in everything rather than just because of the law. Paul commanded Christians to offer themselves to God and every part of themselves as instruments of righteousness. Paul wrote that one of the benefits of loving God and others is holiness, and the result is eternal life. Romans 6:22. God gives Christians eternal life as a free gift, and their eternal life is both the cause and consequence of their living holy for God. Begin or close your class by reading the short, weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2016 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.